Hey, so I wanted to tell you about something pretty interesting that happened to me over the weekend. It's not pretty interesting, but I think it would be very helpful for you when you're going up and approaching and picking up women. I went to a club. I went out dancing. I was out for a girls' night. I was having an amazing time with my female friends. Totally in a huddle, dancing together, having a really good time. And this guy came up to me. He was pretty cute. Obviously really nervous, not very confident, not secure. I could tell that from a mile away, and because I saw him watching me from a mile away, and took about 10 minutes to approach, which made me, number one, feel pretty uncomfortable, and number two, have to get my guard up, and it gave me a lot of time to prepare because I knew that he was going to come and approach me. And he came up to me on the dance floor while Womanizer was playing, and it was really loud music, and he kept trying to start a real conversation with me where he was asking me about where I lived and what I did. And of course, you know, I'm exactly like most girls. I'm nice. I'm not going to walk away. I'm not a bitch, and I'm, you know, this is what I do for a living, help people with this stuff. So I'm obviously going to give him time to build up his confidence so that he can feel great about himself. And I would have loved to offer him some advice, but unfortunately, he wasn't one of my clients. But he kept asking me question after question while the music is blaring in our ears and I'm just trying to dance. And it just got really frustrating for me, where at one point I had to excuse myself and just say, oh, I'm going to go over there. Really nice meeting you. Had a great time. And like, he didn't really feel good about his approach, and I felt really bad because that probably ruined his chances after. And I saw him after walking around. I went up to him and I said hi, and like, you know, that made him feel really good that I remembered him, because I don't want to upset somebody for an evening, obviously, but I still have to act as a normal girl. And I'm not, again, I wasn't gonna stop him and tell him all the things that he was doing wrong unless he asked me. So we ended up bumping into each other later on in that night again, and he said to me, he's just like, this is going to sound really strange, but what did you think before when I was going up to you? And I was like, that is amazing that you just did that. And I'm like, I told him what I do, and I'm just like, you know what? The approach that you had didn't really work very well because we're on a dance floor, but I think it's really good that you just went up and approached me, which is fantastic at all times, obviously, because it, you know, it shows confidence and it shows that you're working your way up to a certain level. But what I really would have liked on the dance floor, if you would have come up to me and offered me something interesting or fun and just spun me around, or maybe dance, or maybe be the center of attention and just say, all right, let's see your moves, you know, something fun and interesting, because on a dance floor you can't really hear each other. If you did want to talk to me, you could pull me aside or pull me off the dance floor so that we could have had a conversation. And therefore, then you're making me come to you, follow you. I become like a puppy dog, want to have conversation with you. And then it puts you in a higher position than me for a few moments until, you know, we start having a conversation and I can easily win back the ball. But those were my suggestions to him. I thought, you know, that would be really helpful for him. He said thank you, and he was really happy, and I really enjoyed talking to him. And I was just actually pretty impressed and kind of turned on by the fact that he was so forward with me. I like men that are forward, and I think most women like men that are forward because it means that you're comfortable with yourself, that you can be straightforward and direct. But just for a note for any of you that want to pick up a girl at a club, just take the advice that I just gave to the guy that I met on Saturday night, and don't start trying to have a full conversation and getting deep into my childhood on the dance floor. Just have fun. That's what people are there for. I was there with my girlfriends. We were there for a girls' night. It was all about fun that evening. It wasn't about being serious and digging deep. And, you know, I was drunk. I wasn't about to dig deep with anybody because I couldn't even make eye contact at that point. But I'm joking. I wasn't that drunk, but I had a couple of drinks, and I was having a great time. I was dancing up on a pole. It was so much fun, you know, a regular typical girls' night. And for anybody to want to break into that girls' night, you have to be offering something. You have to be offering something special. And whether it's, you know, grabbing the girl of your desire or grabbing her friends and spinning them around in a circle or making them do certain dances, and basically, it's even treating them like a puppet. It's letting them put on a show for you. That's attractive, and that's what we want when we're out at a bar where it's quiet, you can start getting into deeper conversation. But again, nobody's out to get into deep conversations and be depressed. They're out because they go to work, they're bored during the day, and going out is for fun. So if you're not able to bring something interesting or fun to the table for the person that you are approaching, meaning by interesting, I mean either an interesting topic or an interesting conversation that will be interesting and fun for everybody involved, then don't do it. It's a waste of your time, a waste of your energy, and a waste of the other person's energy as well. So I hope that that really gives you some insight into how women feel when they're out on a girls' night, and gives you some tips on how to pick a woman up at a bar, club, or any other social gathering. but if you have any other questions, if you want to go a little bit deeper into this conversation and just ask like more specific questions, then as always, you can contact me through the website or info@winggirlmethod.com, or sign up for one of our coaching classes and we can work together one-on-one over the phone or in person, and I will try and assist you in any way that I can.